pretend for one night I'm the man in your life, and we do the things that lovers do. All the loving you like, I give it to you just right. There's nothing less than special when it comes to you. See, what we have is an understanding that works so well for how we are. 'Cause neither of us has the heart to fall in love all over again. No,
I'm not your man, and I know
no, no.
You're not my girl, but that's just
happens
that like way tonight.
Tonight,
now I know I'm not your friend, and I know I got some too, but that's just happens. You're my lady tonight.
Yo, welcome to another episode of the Cold World Podcast. Hope everybody's having a good Memorial Day weekend. I took a day off to do this on Monday night as opposed to Sunday night, but excited to be talking to everybody nonetheless. And I wanted to talk about how you roadmap, creating a roadmap to your achievements and to what you want out of life. And I was having a few conversations this weekend, and I just thought it was something that was relevant. And so, excuse me, I took a drink of something because it's my podcast and I wanted to drink something. But I have a lot of folks that like to sing real sad stories about what they would have done in life and like, oh, how they could have did this and how they could have did that. And I think there are a few things that are sadder than that. And I just hear it a lot. And it's these folks that's like living with regret. And I'm just not the right person to have that conversation with. Like, I am a bad listener at times. When I feel conversation is getting around some bottomless problem, I disengage. And what I mean by bottomless problem is you not really even trying to figure out a solution. Just because it's who I am, is I'm going to try to present, you know, solutions or different things that we can do. And it's not always what people need. I'm just not one of those people that you should probably come to if you have a bottom. The other part of that, and another reason why I may not be the best person to talk to, is for selfish reasons, because then I'm going to start asking you questions of, well, what's stopping you now? Like, why can't you do that now? And what stops you then? And that's just because I like to learn from other people. I like to learn, you know, whether they are lessons from there. So just on the road to achievement, I just put together a quick little list of things that I've done in the past, that is from mentors, from things that I've read, things that I've heard. But I like the little list that I've compiled, and maybe you will as well, right? So rule number one is write it down. Like, writing just does something to us internally. When you write something, your mind already begins to the process of, you know, categorizing things. So just think about when you've written a list of things before. You may not have never looked at that list before, but you just completed that task and you just did it better than some of the things that you probably didn't write down. This is why, you know, people say write down things like a grocery list before you go into the grocery store. You tend to do a lot better. But this also works with goals. Figure out what you want and write it down. And then your brain, whether you are up having conversations with people or even in your sleep, like, it will start to manifest the things that need to happen so you can get, you know, so you can get the most out of that goal and you can continue to move forward. The other thing, number two, is collect mentors. I'm just an habitual mentor collector. I have a bunch of mentors. If I like you, if you're doing dope stuff, things that I've never gotten a chance to do or that I want to do, you probably a mentor to me. And the funny thing about it is you may not even know that you are a mentor of mine. Like, I do hostile takeovers on people for them to become my mentors. I am aggressive. Like, I will pester them. Not pester. Pester isn't the right word. But I'll work hard to get on these folks' calendar. Those follow-up calls, text messages, whatever it is they tell me to do. If I need to go through their assistant, like, I'll do those things. And the secret is I always lunch or dinner or whatever it is that I'm inviting them to. Now, they rarely actually allow me to pay, but I think that it just shows, you know, good for their time. So you got to as somebody who guards his time, really, like, I'm a crazy person about my time. Day to me, like, you know that me and time, like, I don't really play with that. Because it's the only thing in life we can't get back. Like, once it's gone, it's gone. So when you have a mentor and you're trying to get time from them, every time they say yes to you, they're saying no to something else. And that goes for anything. Anytime you commit to something, you may be saying yes to somebody, but you are saying no to a bunch of other things. And sidebar, that's why it's the people pleasers. And so they may get asked to do something, but they're afraid to say no. And so the problem with that is that if you don't guard your time, you really don't want to do that thing, you're saying no to doing other things that you could be doing and things that you want to do, or other ways in which you can invest in yourself. So back to what we were talking about, collecting mentors allows you to get folks that you admire, you on the right path. Like, I'm telling you, man, I don't care what you do. I don't care where you live. I don't care what profession you have. Goal setting is just really important. And so whether you are in a type of somebody's tower working in an office with a view, or you a young kid trying to get your way out the trap and get into college or whatever, like, writing this stuff down, that visualization process and grabbing mentors is really important for you to move closer to what it is that you want to achieve in life. I'm telling you. Number three is learn from everybody. So I just talked about mentors, but now I'm going to talk about the anti-mentor. Learn from bad situations. Learn from bad people. Learn from folks that you don't necessarily like. Really wise people learn from the mistakes of other folks. So, you know, there are a lot of people that have come before you trying to do what it is that you've done, and chances are they failed in some kind of way at something. Look at that situation, like, see what happened, see where things went wrong, and figure out how to not duplicate that failure. Learn from other people's mistakes. The other thing is, like, whether you have, like, a bad friend, or I wouldn't call him a friend, but maybe a negative person in your life, or somebody that's always having some bad happened to them, or maybe like you work for a really tough boss, or maybe you have a teacher that you just really don't like. Like, you can learn a ton from those people. Like, you can learn what you don't want to do. You can learn, there's just so many lessons in there. It's your responsibility to take a lesson out of life every single day to what my goals are. Like, I'm really crazy about that stuff. If you follow me on Facebook or Twitter, you always see me talking about goals that I have for myself and how I envision my work. But it also is something that I learned from looking at really negative people. I see something negative on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter every single day. There's always something sad. There's always something depressing. There's a whole bunch of bottomless problems that I am trying to avoid. And so I also try to counteract that energy by being really positive. Like, hence the term energy converter. Like, it's a lot of bad stuff that happens to everybody. Life is about how you respond to those things. So you can learn from every single person in your life. It is your job. I am tasking you with learning from every person in your life. Number four, have a circle of trusted people. I do not have a whole gang of friends. I have a lot of friends. The number is high on Facebook. The number may be high on Twitter or Instagram, relatively speaking. I don't have thousands and thousands of people, but I definitely have far more people on those social media sites than I actually do in my real life that actually have my phone number, that call me, that check in on me and see how I'm doing. I can count on one hand how many, like, really close people I have in my life. And the reason why I keep these people around is, one, they keep me grounded. Two, they encourage you when you need encouragement, but they also bring you back to earth when you need to be brought back. And sometimes you need a small group of people to discuss what your goals are so they can hold you accountable and help push you there. Now, a lot of people like to broadcast what their goals are when they're still underdeveloped, and they broadcast it out broadly so, like, people hold them accountable and they may check in on that. But you know what? I am not really a fan of that. I don't think that everything is everybody's business. I give people what I want them to know. There are certain parts of my life that I'm okay sharing. There are certain parts of my life that are me and for me only. And those things are things that I keep sacred. Parts of my private life, out of respect for myself and for those people that's involved, whether they be folks that you dated, whether they be friends, whether they be family members or whatever. And I think that your goals should also be something that you hold really close and really dear to you. It's not everybody's business what you're trying to do, until you want it to be everybody's business. Because once you put it out there, it's out there. And I just don't want that negative energy of other people to start to creep in at the wrong time, because that could be detrimental to the goals that you have and what you're trying to set for yourself. So have that circle of trusted people that will hold you accountable, that will push you forward, but that will also not allow you to stay and become that person with the bottomless problems, right? Like, the good thing about friends is that sometimes you need to like just vent and get those things out. You need to do that. And that's cool. But those real friends know intimate things about you, they won't let you wallow in that space. If they really belong in that circle of friends, they will not allow you to wallow in that type of space. So if you have a side of that place, I don't know, man, I'd be a little bit worried about gossip and where your and where your business is and who else is talking about you. But having a circle of trusted people is really important. And finally, number five, as you can put in there, but this is one of my favorite ones. Don't punk out. It's going to be hard. You're going to fout you. Maybe people are going to talk about you. Maybe you don't know what it entails to get to where you want to get to. But you can't punk out. You can't start going along like the line. It's a difference between, you know, moving and changing directions because of the evidence that you've collected and you want to do something different too. But I have a lot of friends that talk about what they could have did, who they could have been. And what happened was they were just really afraid and they never years old with a whole bunch of regrets, with a whole bunch of them. And I'm not trying to live that type of life. I feel that there are certain things that I want in life that I want access to despite how I'm having. So I'm working hard to not punk out. Saying don't punk out is easier said than done. If you have a family, if you have children, if you have, you know, responsibilities and a lot of things that are on your shoulders, and, hey, I need to be a responsible adult right now and do these things that need to happen. Your task is to figure out, hey, how do I still believe that the great people that I've had the chance to witness, and a lot of those people have different privileges than other folks, but I just don't believe that most of them got to where they got to by punking out on the things that they believed in. And I'm willing to lose in order to win the biggest. You have to. You got to. You got to be willing to dive on the floor for the ball if you want to win that game. The same way that they say it's a game of inches, so is life. And what we do and what we don't do tends to be the biggest determining factor of what type of life we live. And I'm saying that despite all of the privileges, I'm saying that despite all of the social issues that we may be plagued with, I'm saying that in spite of and understanding that there are inequalities in this world, I get all of that. And I'm not discounting those things. But what I'm saying is don't allow that to be the excuse for you and why you don't do the thing that you need to do. Statistically speaking, I should not be doing any of the things that I'm doing. I should not have graduated from college. I should have not gone to grad school. I should not have been in a position to travel the country and to speak to people. I should not be able to purchase the microphone that I'm speaking to right now to talk to you all. Statistically speaking, and with those inequities that I faced, and I understand a lot of folks that didn't get here, and I understand why that is, but you can be the outlier and you can be the difference. And until we make that success, you gotta do it. So those are my five things. Number one was write it down. Number two was collect mentors and be relentless in doing it. Number three was learn from everyone, even people that you may not like or love or get along with. Number four was have a circle of trusted friends. And number five was don't punk out. I am putting the final touches on that so it can become an actual HuffPost article that will be up pretty soon. I want to thank everybody for the support in the last article. And what I'm noticing is without the HuffPost articles, the podcast actually does really well. But then when we start doing the articles, it cannibalizes a lot of the listens from the podcast, which is really interesting. I would think that they were kind of cross-pollinate, but I need to look into that and see what that is. But I'm okay with that. I don't care if you, however you want to do it, just keep doing it. I think that the feedback that I've been getting and the conversations I've been having based off of what we talk about, what I write about, has just been really dope. And audience of people, and being able to hear what they have to say in the manner in which we do it. So with that being said, you all, I'm gonna try to get you out of here a lot quicker, because I gotta go spend time and figure out the music afterwards. I've been thinking about it all day since before I did, you know, before I figured out what I was going to talk to you all about, but I actually didn't make it. You can always check out the other podcasts at CCodeIII at Podbean. You can find me on Twitter and IG at CCodeIII. That's at CCOLEIII, the third at gmail.com. As always, take care of yourselves and each other. I will be back at y'all next week.
My mama was raised in the era when clean water was only served to the fairer skin. Doing clothes, you would have thought I had help, but they wasn't satisfied unless I picked the cotton myself. You see, it's broke, nigga, race him. That's that don't touch anything in the stove. And it's rich, nigga, race him. That's that come in, please buy more. What you want? A Bentley, fur coat, a diamond chain? All you blacks want all the same thing. Used to only be niggas. Everybody playing. Spending everything on Alexander Wang, new slaves.